Okay. Meshech Chachman Vayechi. If you recall, 2-3 weeks ago, we discussed how Avraham Avinu was a prototype for Judaism that was looking outward. He thought his family, dealing with all he saw was Yishmael, he wasn't going to be able to spread Hashem's word. So he was always looking for guests, which is why he was the one who gave us Erev Tavshilin. He was looking for ways to spread Hashem's word, as opposed to Yaakov. He said, me and my kids were enough to continue Am Yisrael. And therefore, he established Erev Tchumen, which says that you can only, or the laws of Tchumen at least, that you can only go 2,000 Amos away. That keeps him separated. So you might have gotten the picture from the Meshech Chachma that Yaakov Avinu only cared about his own family. And he closed off the rest of the world. And the Meshech Chachma doesn't want you to get that picture. The Meshech Chachma, in the beginning of this week's Parsha, says, "Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim." He says, there are people who live for themselves. It's not necessarily a bad thing. They live for themselves. There's some who live for their immediate family. Yesh Shechai Livnei Beito. Yesh Shechai Le'iro. Some people live for their city. V'yesh Shechai Le'kol Ha'olam. And the Pasuk of Mishlei says, Tzadik Yisod Olam. He's the foundation of the world. It says, Yaakov Avinu didn't just live for himself or his family or his city. He didn't just live for his whole region. He lived for the whole world, or at least for all of Mitzrayim, his new adopted country. And because of Yaakov Avinu and his tzidkus, the Meshech Chachma says that's why the famine stopped in Mitzrayim. Hashem blessed the Yaor. When Yaakov met Paro, he blessed the Nilus that it was going to go up, it was going to come up for him. Which is why when Paro dies, it's an Avel Kaved Zel Mitzrayim. There was intense mourning throughout all of Egypt. It wasn't just intense in Goshen. It wasn't just intense to Yaakov's children and grandchildren. It was for all of Mitzrayim. When Yaakov died. Yeah, it wasn't just for his children, but it was for all of Mitzrayim. And the Meshech Chachma connects it to some Mamre Chazal about a certain tzaddik being enough to provide schus to defend his whole city, his whole town, his whole country, etc. But he says, Zesh Amru Aval Kaved Zel Mitzrayim is why there was no Kever Mitzrayim, because Yirmiyahu Navi, he tells us when to get schus avos at a certain Kever, Kivrei Avos. So they didn't have Yaakov Avinu to continue to be able to daven b'schuso at his kever. So Avel Kaved Mitzrayim was that they lost him. But the Avel Kaved was also that they lost his chud for protecting them. But the Meshech Chachma says that was all because Yaakov Avinu didn't just live for himself and his family. He lived for the whole world. And that's an important lesson, because there are a lot of people whose immediate reaction to hearing about any type of social action, social justice, hearing about any type of tragedy, is, were they Jewish? Is it Jewish? Now, it's important to, I'm not saying it's not important to make that distinction and put things possibly in perspective, but at the same time, when something bad is happening in the world to fellow human beings, that's also something we care about. When people are starving to death, when there's Avel Kaved in Mitzrayim, we don't say, well, those of us here in Goshen are fine. All the Jews living in Goshen, none of them were in Mitzrayim. Yosef provided food for them in Goshen. The rest of Mitzrayim was starving. And Yaakov davened and gave Paro the bracha that they all should have food, because Yaakov cared about everybody. I've heard Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal once discuss, somebody asked him about a certain tragedy, didn't involve Jews, and he used the line that we mourn the loss of Tzelem Elokim in the world. Right? If each person is creative, it's Tzelem Elokim, or Avotam. So every person has that which Hashem lives in him, or is exemplified, or missing the English word, but that which Hashem exists through that person in the world, the Giloy of Hashem that person represents, is now gone. And that's something to mourn. And And yes, that's typically exemplified by Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu caring about the whole world and arguing with Hashem to save Sodom. And yes, we discussed that Avram and Yaakov had different models for their Jewish home. But at the same time, don't think that just because Yaakov's focus was for his own home, that means he didn't care about the plight of his fellow human beings. Even ones not in his immediate environs, even ones who lived outside of Goshen, even the rest of Mitzrayim, and the rest of the world was saved because of Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim having food meant that everybody else came to them and survived the famine because of them. So Bezchus Yaakov Avinu, he was the Tzaddik Yisod Olam, the whole world got fed. It was all because Yaakov Avinu cared not only about his children, but about all his fellow human beings. And that's a very important lesson the Meshech Chachma sees from Vayichi Yaakov. Where did he live? Be'eretz Mitzrayim. He didn't just live Be'eretz Goshen. There was an Avel Kaved in Eretz Mitzrayim when he died.